弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
今天早晨我们靠着主的恩典，我们要一起来领受他的信息。
This morning, through the Lord's grace, we can receive his message.
请我们打开圣经哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们要读第一节到第六节。
And we'll be reading verses 1 through 6.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十一节到第六节。
Verses 1 through 6.
我们一起来攻读主的话。
Let us read the word of the Lord together.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
都在云里海里受洗归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
And all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all did eat the same spiritual meat, and all did drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
但他们中间多半是神所不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness.
这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。
Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted.
请我们一起来读第四节的后半段。
Let's read the latter part of verse 4.
所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
在旧约的圣经里面充满了许多救恩的图画。
In the Old Testament, there are many foreshadowings of the gospel.
尤其在出埃及记里面更是这样。
Especially in the book of Exodus.
在摩西带着百姓出埃及过红海的这个过程里面，他启示了许多救恩的真理。
When Moses led the children of Israel through the Red Sea into the wilderness, he revealed to us what was to come of God's salvation.
我们都知道这个出埃及过红海是预表我们这个蒙恩的人脱离了世界的辖制，而且我们要开始走一条完全新的路。
We know that when the children of Israel left Egypt and went through the Red Sea, it demonstrated how we as Christians left sin and have come under God.
而且在出埃及以前经过的逾越节，那里所宰杀的羔羊，他们所在旷野里面所建立的会幕、节期等等，都是遥遥的指向耶稣基督。
And we know that the Passover lamb and the tabernacle that Israelites established, these all pointed toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们今天读的这一段经文里面，却讲到了另外一个预表。
But this passage we're reading today, it talks about another kind of foreshadowing.
虽然同样的是在旷野里面漂流的过程，可是他这里特别提到了一个磐石。
Even though it mentions here also about the Israelites wandering in the wilderness, but here it mentions something different.
我们知道以色列百姓在旷野里面，他们领受了许多许多的东西。
We know that the Israelites had many revelations in the wilderness.
比如说他们饥饿的时候，他们吵闹，神就给他们玛拉。
We know that when they were bitter and they were striving, that the Lord gave them manna.
在新约的时候，耶稣自己说：“我就是那生命的粮，就像你们祖宗在旷野所吃的玛拉一样。”
And in the New Testament, we know Jesus said, "I'm the bread of heaven, which your fathers ate in the wilderness."
而在节期的末日，耶稣也站在圣殿门口，他告诉百姓们说：“凡信我的，都要从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”
And we know further that at the end of the feast, our Lord Jesus stood on the steps of the temple and he told the people that whosoever believes on me, out of him shall flow rivers of water.
所以我们很稀奇的发现，这个摩西带着百姓40年在旷野的经历里面，有许多的预表都是指向我们的耶稣基督的。
So thus, we are very surprised that when we look at Moses and the children of Israel, we see that many of the events that happened with them foreshadow what our Lord Jesus Christ would be.
今天我们要思想的集中的叫做磐石这个预表。
And today, what we are going to be talking about is the solid rock.
当我们唱我们一些教会的圣诗的时候，我们知道许多的诗人都喜欢用磐石来说明他们跟主的关系。
We know that many hymn writers love to use this word, the solid rock, to describe their relationship with our Lord.
比如说大卫在他的诗篇里面，他说耶和华是我所倚靠的磐石。
We know that David in the Psalms has said, our Lord is the one solid rock on whom I rely.
他也说耶和华是一个坚固的磐石。
He also said our Lord is a solid rock.
他说耶和华是拯救的磐石。
And he said, our Lord is the rock of my Redeemer.
甚至以赛亚先知他说到这个磐石的时候，他说这个磐石是一个会使得人不信的人跌倒的绊脚的磐石。
And Isaiah even mentions this rock. He says this rock causes people to stumble.
他说这个磐石是一个被神所试验过的磐石。And
this is a rock which our Lord has shaped.
但是摩西在讲到磐石的时候，他却有非常个人的经历。But
when Moses is talking about rock, he's talking about something that he has personally experienced.
摩西跟以赛亚，他们可能得了神的启示，用磐石来预表耶稣基督。Now
Moses and Isaiah, they both maybe used the rock to demonstrate our Lord Jesus.
但是对摩西这个人来讲的时候，我们发现他的生命里面，尤其 在旷野里面40年，他有三次跟着磐石有他个人的关系。
But we see that Moses in the wilderness, he had three experiences with rock in the wilderness.
其中第一次出现的经历就是我们今天要讲的被击打的磐石。
And the first time he has an experience with the rock is what we're going to be talking about today. It's about the smitten rock.
如果有神的恩典也允许的话，我们以后或许我们可以再来分享其他两次磐石的经历。
If with the Lord's grace and His mercy, we might be able to share next time about the other two incidents.
今天我们读的这一段经文，被击打的磐石，它是记载在出埃及记17章1到7节。
Now today, the smitten rock that we're going to be talking about is found in Exodus chapter 17.
好不好？我们一起来读出埃及记17章1到7节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7.
我希望我们，我刚刚没有等待大家，我们一起来读，好不好？
How about let's have us all read together.
17章的第一节，
17 verse 1.
我们先读中文。
Let's first read in Chinese.
以色列全会众都遵耶和华的吩咐，按着战口从逊的旷野往前行，在利非定安营，百姓没有水喝。 英文。
And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Zin after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink.
所以与摩西争闹说，给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说，你们为什么与我争闹？为什么试探耶和华呢？
Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord?
百姓在那里甚渴要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说：“你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？”
And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us out of Egypt, to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?
第四节，摩西就呼求耶和华说，我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。And
Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me.
第五节， 耶和华对摩西说：“你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老 从百姓面前走过去。
Verse 5, And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go.
第六节，我必在何烈的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了。
Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel.
第七节，他给那地方起名叫玛撒，就是试探的意思，又叫米利巴，就是争闹的意思。因为以色列人争闹，又因他们试探耶和华，说耶和华是在我们中间，不是。
And he called the name of the place Massa and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not?
所以我们刚刚读到的这一段经文，我们知道是发生在以色列百姓出埃及、过红海、进入旷野以后不久的事情。
So the passage we just read before, it occurred after the children of Israel left Egypt, crossed the Red Sea, and entered into the wilderness.
因为第一节里面说到，以色列全会众都遵照耶和华的吩咐，他就按着一站一站的往旷野里面走了。
Because in verse 1 it says, All the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed according to the commandment of the Lord from the wilderness of Zin.
他们在走旷野的路上的时候，他们就发生了问题。
As they were traveling in the wilderness, they ran into a problem.
在这里我们看到这里有一件 很奇怪的一个字眼在这里。
We see a very strange phrase that is mentioned here.
他说以色列全会众都遵照耶和华的吩咐往前行。
We see that all the congregation of the children of Israel traveled according to the commandment of the Lord.
而且是往旷野里面去走。
And they were traveling toward the wilderness.
这一条路线是他们遵从神的吩咐的结果。
This travel itinerary was according to the direction of our Lord.
结果他们遭遇到了难处。
But because of this, they experienced problems.
在我们的每一个人的生活经历里面，我不知道你有没有这样的遭遇。
In your daily life, I don't know if you have experienced this.
你说，诶，奇怪，神明明是带领我要走这样的路。
You might say, hey, I truly believe God is leading me in this path.
我一心要遵守神的吩咐。
I want to follow the Lord's will.
神说要去与人和好。
If the Lord tells me to go here, I will go.
神说要去饶恕你的弟兄。
If our Lord says, forgive your brother.
说使人和睦的人有福。
For those who reconcile with others are blessed.
可是我遵守了神的吩咐，结果碰到的不是这样。
But when I obey God's will, things don't work out.
我们很多时候就不明白神为什么要叫我们做虚心的人。
We don't understand why God tells us to be meek.
而且叫我们说我们是为义受逼迫的人就有福了。
And we don't understand why our God says that those who suffer for righteousness' sake are blessed.
我们完全不懂。
We don't understand.
因为我们眼睛所看到的，我们生活所碰到的，是旷野里面没有水喝的光景。
Because what we see and what we experience is like what the children experience, that there is no water.
在出埃及记里面告诉我们说，神为什么不让他们从埃及过红海以后，就直接往西边走，往东边走，能够就进入迦南地呢？
In the Bible, God explains why he did not allow the children of Israel to go directly east from after the Red Sea into the land of Canaan.
本来出了埃及以后，往东边走就可以。到了迦南地。
Geographically speaking, right after you cross the Red Sea, if you go directly east, you could enter Canaan.
可是你看那个圣经的地图的时候，神要他们往下走了以后，往南走，然后再绕一个这样圈，然后再进入迦南。
But if you look at the map in the Bible, God led the children of Israel south and then around the wilderness before they could enter Canaan.
虽然圣经的经文告诉我们说，因为那个时候以色列百姓根本不是军队。
The Bible tells us that at the time the children of Israel were no army.
他们是做奴隶做了几百年。
They were enslaved for hundreds of years.
他们 大大小小带着锅子盘子这个一路的赶着牛羊要过旷野。
They old and young had their pots and pans and their oxen and they were running, walking along the way.
他们如果在这个旷野往直行的时候可能碰到许多敌人在那里会攻击他们。
And the Lord knew that if they went directly east, they would meet many enemies.
所以神的心意告诉他们说你们要绕道经过旷野。
And that's why God's will was that they would take a detour through the wilderness.
这是我们从表面上看经文上面看到的意思。
This was what we can see superficially from the biblical text.
但是我们如果再来读摩西他对着第二代百姓来讲话的时候。
But if we see what Moses says to the children, the second generation of the children of Israel,
我们就发现原来神有一个更深的心意。
We realize that God had even a deeper purpose for them.
那是记载在《生命记》第八章的第二到第五节。
It's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 to 5.
请我们打开《生命记》第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们要读第二到第五节。
And let's read verses 2 through 5.
第二节这样说的，他说：“你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年。”是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no.
所以你看到第二节说到，原来神有一个看不到的一个心意，那就是要经过这些环境。来苦练百姓，要试验百姓，来显出他们心里的光景。
And so you can see that God had a hidden purpose for leading the children of Israel through the wilderness. He wanted to see, humble them to prove them to see what was in their hearts.
接下来神借着摩西告诉他们，虽然经过了这些苦练，可是你们会发现。神赐马拿给你吃，神赐水给你喝，让你清楚的知道，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But our Lord then revealed that He still, even through all this, He fed you with manna. He also calls you to know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
所以在这四十年里面，神有一个目的。
So in these 40 years, our Lord had a purpose.
神要让百姓，也就是今天的我们每一个人，我们要认识我们自己。
He wanted to cause the Israelites and us today to be able to understand.
我们不但认识我们自己，我们也要经过这些环境，我们要认识那个在后面管教我们、保护我们的神。
That we would understand not only ourselves, but also to understand the one who is over all these circumstances.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人人跟人中间的相处，或者你自己看你自己的时候，可能你都不知道你心里的光景是怎么样。
We know, brothers and sisters, that whether in our relationship with others or with ourselves, many times we do not truly understand ourselves.
到底什么事情可以显出我们是心里面的光景呢？
What kind of circumstances would bring out our true selves?
我们在读出埃及记的时候，我们很清楚看到神要借着各样的遭遇、各样的环境，来把我们心内的光景显出来。
We could see clearly through Exodus that our Lord will use very adverse circumstances to bring out our true selves.
如果说这里有一杯水，你看起来是一个杯子的水，是透明的。
Now suppose I had a cup here that was clear and it was filled with water.
或者你看它好像有点粉红色，你以为是一杯柠檬的果汁。
Or say if you see the liquid inside and that's pink, you might think, oh, it's pink lemonade.
如果这里有一根火柴在这里烧着。
Now, if there was a match that I'm holding here that was burning.
这个火柴代表我们的一个环境。
And this match represents our circumstance.
一个遭遇。
An adverse circumstance that happened.
这杯水代表是我们这个人里面心里面的光景。
And this cup of water represents what is going on deep in our hearts.
当这个火柴丢到这个水里面的时候，丢到这个杯子里面的时候，它的反应就显出我们心里面的光景。
When you throw this match into this cup of water, what happens? What comes of it shows what is in our hearts.
如果你里面是一杯水
If what is inside the cup is water,
这个火柴进去它就熄灭了。
When the match is thrown into the cup, it blows out.
如果这一杯是个油，
Now suppose that this cup was a cup of oil,
是个汽油 gasoline.
If it's a cup of gasoline,
你那个火柴一进去的时候，马上显出它就是它不是水。
If, as soon as you throw that match in, you really find out that it's really not water in there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是神借着这个四十年的环境，要来显出以色列百姓的光景。
That's what our Lord was trying to do these 40 years in the wilderness.
今天我们每一个人在生命里面，我们会有许多的经历。
In our daily life, brothers and sisters, we often experience many things.
到底这个经历是要的对我们的用处是什么？
What is the point of all these circumstances that we undergo?
刚刚的第一节里面说，这是神他要吩咐，他特意所安排的。
And we know that in the first verse that we read, that it is truly under the guidance of our Lord that these things occur.
这些百姓他们这个时候离开埃及有多久了呢？
These children of Israel at this point, how long were they in the wilderness?
他在出埃及记第十七章。
In Exodus chapter 17,
你如果把那个出埃及记看一看的时候，他刚刚才出了埃及不久。
If you read the book of Exodus closely, you realize that in Exodus 17, the children of Israel had not left Egypt for a very long time.
我去稍微查了一下。
I did some background studies.
我就发现了很有意思的一件事情。
And I found something that's very interesting.
就是他们这个时候只不过离开埃及三个月。
That at this point, they had left Egypt for only 3 months.
这三个月里面发生了几件事情。
And in these 3 months, several things happened.
第一件事情，那就是他们刚刚才走了几天的路程的时候，他们到了一个地方叫做马拉，他们发现没有水喝。
And one of the first incidents that happened was that they came to a place called Mara, where the water was bitter.
他们就开始抱怨。
So they began to complain.
这个我可以理解。
I can understand this.
可是后来过了一个礼拜左右，他们又开始闹了。
But after a week, they began complaining again.
他们说我们没有肉吃。
They started complaining we didn't have any meat to eat.
他们甚至抱怨说我们想起来我们在埃及虽然做奴隶，可是我们至少在厨房里头我们还有韭菜、牛肉吃。
They said, we were once slaves in Egypt, but we still remember that even though we're slaves, we had food to eat, we had leek, we had beef.
所以这两件事情神都解决了他们的问题。
So with these two earlier incidents, our Lord had already solved it.
尤其那个解决那个马拉降下马拉给他们吃。
Especially with the second incident, he sent down manna for them to eat.
这个时候当百姓 这一天他们到了这个旷野里面他们又没有水喝的时候。
Now in Exodus 17, when the children of Israel had no water to drink,
这差不多是第三个月的光景。
This is only what occurred in the third month.
他们就忘了他们今天早上才吃过马拉。
They forgot that morning they had just eaten manna.
今天早上才去收了马拉回来，这个明明是神供应他们的，可是他们又开始埋怨。
They did not realize that God was providing for them with manna in the morning, and they were complaining.
所以我们在这里看到神要在这里显出什么光景呢？
So we can see here, what is our Lord trying to bring out in the children of Israel?
第一个光景就是要显出我们人里面的光景。
The first thing he wants to bring out is what is deep in our hearts.
人碰到一些难处的时候，不如意的时候，他会有什么样的反应？
What would men do when they experience adverse circumstances?
我们看到这些百姓，他第一个反应是怪罪于摩西。
The first response we see of the children of Israel was that they blamed Moses.
很多时候我们不就是这样吗？
Do we not do this often?
我们碰到难处的时候，我们说都是他不好。
Many times when we deal with adverse circumstances, we say, oh, it's all his fault.
都是我的太太不听我的话。
It's all because my wife didn't listen to me.
都是我的丈夫不听我的话。
It's because my husband didn't listen to me.
所以今天会把这个情况搞成这样。
And that's why these things happened.
我们第一个反应就是怪罪别人。
Our first reaction is to blame someone else.
而且马上接下来我们就失去理性。
And so because of that, right afterwards, we lose our
reason.
We lose our reason.
我们这个时候就发现说，以为可以打死摩西就可以解决问题。
And that's what and the children of Israel thought they could solve their problems if they stoned Moses to death.
啊，我在这个教会里面，我觉得很不满意。
Oh, I don't feel very satisfied in this church.
最好那个负责弟兄能够换一个。
So I want the brother in charge to change.
如果换不了负责弟兄，就我就换教会。
And if the brother in charge does not change, then I'm going to change to the different church.
所以我们当我们碰到难处的时候，我们的反应就跟以色列人一样。
So when we deal with problems, we react just like the children of Israel.
在表面的现象里面，我们看到我们好像对着我们带领我们的人有一个很高的期望。
On the surface, it seems like we have great expectations for our leaders.
但是我们发现说，我们心里面的光景并不是这样。But
we realize that deep in our hearts, it is not so.
当别人达不到我们要求的时候，这一个人马上就可以从恩对我有恩的人变成我的仇人。We
realize that when people we expect to do something for us don't reach our expectations, they become someone we disrespect.
这个问题，心里面的问题的根源不是表面上看得到的，没有水喝而已。
The root cause of this problem isn't just simply there's no water to drink.
我们看到没有水喝只不过是一个环境。
That there's no water to drink is only a surface symptom.
这个环境就挑出显出我们里面对神的带领，我们就从来没有服过。
This our circumstances reveals that in our hearts we truly have never submitted to our Lord.
我们只希望我们所信的神，他是能够为我效劳的神。We
always are thinking that our Lord should be someone who satisfies our needs.
我们从来不要他做我生命的主人。We
never want him to be Lord over our lives.
他只要在我的生活里面保守我平安。As
long as he keeps us safe.
他照着我所求的来答应我。And
he answers our prayers according to how we pray it.
至于我碰到难处的时候，那么 我是不是能够服在他的面前，这一个我不考虑。
Whether I will be able to submit to him under problems, that's not something I'm wanting to think about.
所以刚刚我们读的经文里面说到，神允许这样的环境是要苦练我们、试验我们，要知道我们心里面的光景是怎么样。
But our Lord says that he gives us problems to humble us, to prove us to know what is in our hearts.
我们可以抱怨的题目太多了。
We can complain about so many different things. We complain about our family. We can complain about our job. We can complain that our bodies are not healthy. We can complain that we're not beautiful enough.
我抱怨我的父母为什么把我生在这样的家庭里。
And we could complain that why did our parents bring us into this kind of family?
我们抱怨教会里面没有人来关心我。
We complain that there's no one in the church who cares for us.
我们甚至抱怨今天的天气，抱怨今天的午餐不好吃。
We also can complain about the weather and about the lunch.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这就是我们人里面的光景。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the state of our hearts.
神要借着这些处境反应来显出来。
And that's why God is using these circumstances to reveal our inner hearts.
那摩西的反应是怎么呢？
Now, what is Moses' reaction?
在这一段经文里面我们看到,
In this passage of scripture, we can see,
当百姓说我要打死他，用石头来怪罪他的时候，我们看到摩西，这也是摩西的一个处境，对不对？
When the children of Israel said, let's stone Moses, Moses also was put in a quandary, right?
结果摩西的反应在这里我们看到说,他就来到了神的面前。
And we see Moses' reaction was to come before the Lord.
他到神的面前来呼求耶和华。
In verse 4, he said, Moses cried unto the Lord.
他告诉 神说,这个我要怎么办呢?对这些百姓怎么办呢?他们几乎要拿石头打死我。
And it says here, what shall I do to this people? They'd be almost ready to stone me.
我们对于别人冤屈我的这个反应,不公平的对待我的处境,我们怎么反应?
How do we react when people treat us unfairly?
一般我们的反应, 都是马上反击回去。
Usually our first reaction is to react back.
我们向外面就挡回去。
We push back at them.
也有不少人，他们比较有修养。
For some people, they're more experienced.
可是他们的反应是全部往里面去。
But their reaction is to completely close themselves up.
他不表现出来。
They don't have any form of reaction.
我们看到我们辅导很多的人的时候，我们发现一般人碰到这些难处，比如说碰到夫妻中间有外遇的情形的反应是怎么样？
When I counsel many people, when couples have issues, when couples have extramarital affairs, say.
我们一开始正常是很伤痛，很痛苦。
Usually our first reaction is that we're very sad.
然后接下来我们就会责怪对方，责怪自己，甚至责怪我所有的环境。
And oftentimes afterwards, what that couple would do is they would blame one another or the circumstances.
你慢慢看到他的表现出来的时候，他讲话就充满了苦毒，有讽刺。
And oftentimes when you talk to them, you realize that in their words, you can detect scorn and bitterness.
甚至到一个想要报复的埋怨的地步。
And even to such a point that you can detect that they want to have some form of revenge.
最后连神都怪到神的身上，我就离开神。
And oftentimes they even blame God, and that's when they leave him.
很少的人，我们在碰到这么很多生命中难处、很多不公平的待遇的时候，我们会首先想到我来到神的面前来呼求神。
It's very unusual for people when they experience unfairness to think first of coming to God.
所以在希伯来书里面，作者告诉我们说，那个忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们都要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
That's why in Hebrews it says, consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤人的软弱，他也凡事受过试探，与我们一样。
For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but it was all points tempted like we are, yet without sin.
我们来到，这是神已经给我们预备了我们的大祭司，他在人间里面处过我们同样的处境。
That's why our Lord prepared Jesus as our high priest who experienced everything that we experienced.
他被人背叛。
He was rejected by men.
他被他所爱的人反而要钉他十字架。
The people who supposedly loved him wanted to nail him to a cross.
当然有些人会问我说 No, 有一件事情金弟兄你讲错了，我至少知道耶稣有件事情他没有经历过。
But some people would tell me, no, brother, Dean, you got it wrong. There's one thing I know Jesus did not experience.
他没有结过婚。
He never got married.
他从来不知道离婚的痛苦。
He doesn't know what it feels like to be divorced.
你同意吗？
Do you agree?
你在离婚里面的时候，表面看起来是婚姻里面对方对你不忠诚，背叛你。
On the surface, when you have a divorce, it's because one of the spouses is not faithful to you.
可是那个根本的痛苦乃是你知道你的爱付出，结果对方竟然不但不接受，而且背着你，甚至做一些不信任你的事情。
But you know that the root cause of that pain is that your spouse who you love so much not only did not return that love but also did many things to hurt you.
其实耶稣基督来到世界上，他被钉在十字架上，他所受的痛苦比我们被人一个人你所爱的人背叛的人还深。
Our Lord Jesus, when he was nailed on the cross by people he came to save, that kind of pain he experienced is far more greater than the pain you experience if someone you love rejected you.
他完全的把他自己打开。
He completely opened himself up.
他要把自己的宝血要流出来。
He wanted to have his blood shed for us.
他被以赛亚书说他像羊一样被牵到宰杀之地。
Isaiah says that he was like a lamb led to the slaughter.
他被击打，他被苦待，可是他都不出声。
He was whipped, He was beaten, but he did not cry out.
他在十字架上的时候，还为着这些背叛他、钉死他的人，求父神说赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
When he was on the cross, he even prayed for those who rejected him and said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
所以我们看到在这里，摩西他遭受到不公平的这个处境的时候，他的反应是先来到神的面前。
So we see here Moses, when he experienced an unfair circumstance, he came before the Lord.
这从我们看到现在为止，我们看到人的反应是怎么样。
So what have we seen at this point? We've seen what are people's reactions.
碰到一个环境的时候，我们里面的苦水苦毒就显出来。
How that when we experience adverse circumstances, our bitterness springs out.
可是摩西的反应是怎么样？
But what kind of reaction is Moses' reaction?
他碰到不公平的待遇的时候，他来到了神的面前。
When he sees unfair or unjust circumstances, he comes before the Lord.
所以我们知道，当人对我有不满意的时候，
So we know that when people are unsatisfied with us,
我们应该在这里让我们看到，我们应该先把这个问题带到神的面前。
We see through this passage that we should bring these issues to the Lord.
如果人对我不满意的时候，我把人跟我中间的问题先带到另外一个人的面前的时候，问题会更大。
If I have conflict with someone and I bring this conflict to someone else to talk about it, that is not what the Lord wants.
我们一定这里给我们一个原则，我们把人对我的不公平、对我的处境，我可以先带到神的面前。
But here it tells us that if we have conflict, if we have unfairness, we can bring it to the Lord.
神自然会告诉我们应该怎么做。
And our Lord will tell us what is the best way to deal with it.
神怎么做呢？
How did God deal with this?
我们要来看，借着这个处境，神怎么样表明他的心。
Let's look at the circumstances and how God revealed His will.
他告诉摩西说，你要去把那个拿起那个击打河水的杖来。
The Lord said to Moses, "Go and take the rod wherewith you smote the river."
这很稀奇，这一根杖，他竟然告诉摩西说是个击打河水的杖。
It's strange. He described the staff that Moses had as one that smote the river.
这根杖为什么他不称说这是叫那个红海分开的杖呢？
Why didn't he call the staff that divided the Red Sea?
这根杖我们不知道是不是是摩西以前牧羊的那根杖。
We don't know if this staff was the one Moses used when he was tending the sheep.
可是当在这里神告诉他说你去把那根击打河水的杖拿出来。
But here when it says take the rod that smote the river,
我们回到出埃及记看的时候，原来有一次在出埃及以前，神叫摩西拿着根杖去击打尼罗河，就叫那个河水就变红了。
If we look earlier in Exodus, we realize that there was a point when Moses' rod was used to smite the Nile River.
原来这根杖是指的摩西当时在法老的面前审判尼罗河神的那根杖。
So we see that this rod was actually referring to the rod of judgment that Moses used to punish the Egyptians.
换句话说，神这个时候告诉摩西说，你去把那个曾经审判尼罗河神的那根杖你拿出来。
So God was basically telling Moses, take out this rod which was used to judge the Egyptians.
拿这根杖出来干嘛呢？
You must take this rod and what shall you do with it?
就像我们家里管小孩不听话的时候，我们拿出个杖来。
Shall be like what we do with kids at home when they disbehave.
就是要打人呢。
To spank people?
不是。
No.
这里神说你把那个击打河水的拿出来，然后要来击打磐石。
Our Lord told Moses that he should take this staff and smite a rock.
注意刚刚第十七章出埃及十七章的第五节的后半段跟第六节这样说的。
If you pay attention to verses 5 and 6 in chapter 17 of Exodus,
他说你拿着那个击打河水的杖，你要从百姓面前经过，我必站在河列的磐石面前，站在你面前，然后你要击打磐石。
It says, the Lord said to Moses, go on before the people with your rod, and behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock in Horeb.
神叫摩西拿着这个杖去打磐石,
our Lord told Moses to smite this rock.
可是神这里说, 我要站在你跟磐石的中间。
But our Lord says he will stand between Moses and the rock.
所以当你用这根杖去击打磐石的时候, 你先打到的乃是站在你跟我中间的神。
So when Moses took his rod to smite the rock, the person he would actually smite first was our Lord.
所以我们在这里我们看到了人碰到处境的时候, 人的心的光景。
So we can see here the heart of man when they deal with adverse circumstances.
我们看到摩西碰到处境的时候, 摩西心里面的光景。
We also saw already what Moses did when he dealt with unfair circumstances.
在这里最重要的, 我们看到, 神他看到百姓, 看到摩西的处境的时候, 他心里面的光景。
But we see here, more importantly, what was our Lord's heart when he saw what the children of Israel were doing.
他要那个审判的杖先落在他的身上。
He wanted this rod of judgment to be smote upon himself first.
然后再打到磐石身上。
And then to hit the rock.
那我们刚刚一开始读的时候, 哥林多前书说, 那个灵磐石就是基督。
And we read before, remember, in 1 Corinthians, that this rock was Christ.
他们在旷野里面的时候有个磐石, 他说这个磐石是个灵磐石是有生命的磐石, 就是基督。
It said that this rock in the wilderness, it was a living rock, and it was Christ.
有许多人不相信圣经中的神迹。
Many people do not believe in the miracles that occur in the Bible.
他们有很多的现象要来解释, 用很多的解释要来把这个神迹把它变成不是神迹。
They try to use various means to explain that there were no miracles.
比如说过红海的事情, 他们可以说因为当退潮的时候, 红海的某一个阶段, 那其实不叫海, 那只不过是一条小河流, 那个水就不多了, 东风一吹, 所以水退了, 人就可以走过去。
They explained that when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, that because the tide was low and that an east wind blew, so that there was it was very shallow and there was a part where the ground appeared, so they could walk through.
他们也可以解释这个磐石为什么出水。
And they also seem to be able to give an explanation for why this rock could give water.
因为这个石头啊，在沙漠里面那么干，它常常吸露水，每天晚上那么干，它晚上有露水，它就凝在它的里头。
They explained that, oh, since this rock was in the wilderness and since it was so hot, during the night, dew would gather on the rock and that the rock would absorb a lot of water.
你只要点到它的某一个穴道, 打到那里的时候, 它就会出水。
And if you hit a certain part of the rock, then water will come out.
不管这些人怎么样用这些现象来解释,
it doesn't matter how you can explain these things.
我们现在要问的说, 如果圣经所记载的是真的,
we must ask this question, if what the Bible has recorded is true,
他怎么来解释这200万的人, 他们喝水的问题?
How can it explain the 2 million people drinking from this water?
我们想他这个时候经过了才出埃及几个月, 他们当然可能身上都有带水瓶带着什么, 那么水是喝完了。
We know that when they left Egypt, they probably had water bottles with them and they drank from that.
那这一次他们打了石头以后, 是不是就解决了喝水的问题呢?
So we must ask, after Moses struck the rock, did they solve their thirst?
在这个时候我们知道这一次打当然当场可以解决。
We know that when Moses struck the rock, of course, right at that moment, their thirst can be quenched.
那以后呢?
What about later on?
这个问题当我在准备信息的时候我就 去查了一下。So
when I was preparing for this message, I decided I would look up this issue.
诶,我发现很有意思。I
found something very interesting.
以色列百姓为了草喝水的问题, 对第一代的人来讲,
For the first generation of the children of Israel, when they were arguing about water,
你注意我刚才讲话, 对着第一代, 前38年的第一代, 死在旷野的人来讲, 这是最后一次。
No, I said, this is the last time the first generation of the Israelites who came out of Egypt fought concerning water.
当然我说后来又有一次,大家可能有印象,后来又有一次喝水的问题,又要打磐石。
Now you may recall later on the Israelites complained about water and Moses had to strike a rock again.
结果那一次打磐石,摩西把自己赔上去。
But that time Moses took too much
因为他发怒,他生气,神叫他吩咐磐石出水,结果他拿杖去打磐石。
The second time this occurred later on, Moses did not follow the instructions of our Lord, and he actually in anger struck the rock.
你如果有兴趣,你回去自己先看那一段的时候,那是对着第二代百姓做的。
If you are interested, you can go back and look in the scriptures. You will realize that this was toward the second generation of Israelites.
每一代的人, 他们自己要重新学功课。
You realize that each generation has to relearn the same lesson.
而且那一次摩西, 神告诉他说, 你去把那个亚伦的杖拿过来, 吩咐磐石出水。
If you know, if you read the second time it happened closely, you also realize that God told Moses to take Aaron's staff and to speak to the rock.
他所用的方法不一样,不是说击打河水的杖,击打磐石,他是说拿出亚伦的杖,你吩咐磐石。
You'll note that there is a difference here, that he didn't tell him to smite the rock with the staff, but instead to speak to the rock.
这很有意思,今天我们不讲这个。
It's very interesting, I won't speak of it today.
那在这里我要指出来,就是说对第一代的百姓来讲,这一次击打磐石以后, 他们在旷野的剩下30多年里面,他们没有再有水的,喝水的问题。
What I want to point out to brothers and sisters is that the children of Israel, after this incident concerning water, throughout the rest of the 30-some years, they never complained about water again.
怎么解释这个事情?
How do you explain this?
在诗篇78篇,在诗人讲到以色列人的历史的时候, 诗篇78篇15到16节这样说的。
In Psalm 78, verses 15 to 16, the psalmist said,
他在旷野分裂磐石,多多地给他们水喝,如从深渊而出,他使水从磐石涌出, 叫水如江河下流。
It says, he clave the rock in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused water to run down like rivers.
诗篇105篇41节说, 他打开磐石,水就涌出, 在干旱之处,水流成河。
And in Psalm 105 verse 41, he said, he opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in dry places like a river.
我们说这个可能是同一个作者,他就这么形容写的。
We may think, oh, this might be the same author. He wrote this in different places.
可是你注意,在先知书以赛亚书48章21节怎么说的?
But if you look at Isaiah chapter 48 verse 21,
耶和华引导他们经过沙漠,他们并不干渴,他为他们使水从磐石而流,分裂磐石,水就涌出。
It says, and they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out.
换句话说,这一次的击打磐石所流出来的水,不是只有一个人装一瓶而已。
So we can see here that the water which came out of this rock, it wasn't just enough so for one person to fill his water bottle.
所以哥林多前书说,就有灵磐石随着他们。
It says in 1 Corinthians that the living rock followed them.
我们不知道难以想象他们在沙漠旷野走的时候,这个是不是一条河流,还是说他们走到某个地方的时候,突然就发现有水泉,那可能就是我们刚刚读的,神经过这一次击打磐石以后,在他们所经过之处,都有水的供应。
We don't know if it's a stream of water that actually followed them, or whether wherever they went, they found springs of water.
所以我们看到以色列百姓在旷野里面40年的漂流,神解决了他们水的问题。
But what we can see is that throughout the 40 years of their wandering, the children of Israel's thirsts were all quenched.
这个活水的恩典乃是一生之久。
This grace of this living water is last to eternity.
并没有因为这一代的人后面又一再的悖逆, 就停止活水的供应。
And even though the second generation were also rebellious, they did not, the living water did not stop.
你注意这一，我说到这第一代的人，他们神没有因为他们拜金牛犊，因为他们种种的错事，就停止玛拿的供应。
We can see in the Old Testament that our Lord did not stop giving the children of Israel manna simply because they worshipped the golden calf or they disobeyed our Lord in other areas.
换句话说，当他们在那里抱怨，在那里拜金牛犊，在那边拜偶像的时候，他们早上还吃玛拉，下午还喝水。
So when they were complaining, when they were worshiping the calf, when they were worshiping idols, they're at the same time still eating manna in the morning and drinking God's water.
这就是我们今天讲到被击打的磐石，他的恩典。
This is the grace of the smitten rock which we are talking about today.
只要你的生命里面，你被神蒙召出了埃及，过红海。
In your life, if you have been called by the Lord to leave Egypt to cross the Red Sea.
当你的生命里面，当主耶稣为着你我的罪被击打的时候
，When our Lord Jesus has been smitten like the rock was，
他所流出来的恩典乃是一生之久。
The grace that comes out from this result is lasting a lifetime。
我不是鼓励弟兄姊妹们就常常去顶撞神。
I'm not encouraging brothers and sisters to despise or reject God。
我要强调的是，这个活水的江河要从你的腹中流出来。
What I'm saying is that this living water is flowing out of you.
这是耶稣说的，他在节期的末日说：“凡信我的人，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。”
This was what Jesus was describing on the final day of the feast when he said that whosoever believes on me, out of him shall flow rivers of water.
圣灵在我们的心里面。要解决我们这一生所有的难处。
The Holy Spirit in us wants to solve all of our issues.
要把我们带到神的面前。
And wants to bring us before God.
只要我们一接受了耶稣基督。
As soon as we accept our Lord.
这个活水就跟着你一生之久。
This living water will be with you for the rest of your life.
不论你到学校。
It doesn't matter whether you're at school.
你找到工作。
Whether you found a job.
进入你的家庭。
In your family.
甚至到最后你躺在病床上
or even when you're on your sick bed
这就是神一生之久的恩典
this is the grace of God that is with you your entire life
他所付上的代价乃是神自己站在磐石中间
and the sacrifice he gave was that our Lord was standing between Moses and the rock
他忍受罪人的顶撞
he underwent all rejection by people
可是他为我们被击打
but he for us was struck
最后我要用一个例子来让我们体会神为我们受苦忍受顶撞的爱
I'd like to conclude with an example concerning how we reject God and yet how he still has such grace for us
这个生活的例子根本不足以跟耶稣基督为着我们被击打 来比较
This example really cannot be compared to our Lord Jesus' sacrifice for us
因为人再怎么样爱主，人再怎么样为主牺牲，跟着神为我们所做的那个是没有办法摆在一起比的。
Because no matter how much we try to sacrifice for the Lord, it is never enough.
可是因为有些人会说：“哎呦，神好像耶稣那是历史的人物，跟我这么遥远，我很难体会。”
But many times people would say, oh, Jesus is this historical figure which is so removed from me, so I can't really relate to him.
所以原谅我用这一个例子来说明，希望我们中间，如果你不能体会的，你能够稍微体会一下神为我们的爱。
So forgive me if I have to use this example to let you who do not truly understand to catch a glimpse of what our Lord has done for us.
有一个母亲，她的年轻的孩子，十几岁的孩子，离开他，离家出走。
There was a mother who had a 10-some-year-old child who ran away from home.
已经很长的时间，所以这个妈妈就很记挂这个孩子。
It was a long time already since the child had left, so the mother was thinking about this child.
所以有人就建议母亲说：“那么你可以登个报纸，把孩子的相片摆在上面，然后叫孩子回来。”
So a friend told the mother, maybe you can put this child's picture in the newspaper and ask the child to come back.
We often
see in the newspaper, oh, there's this missing child, have you seen him or her?
这妈妈也接受了这个建议, 可是她想了一想, 等她准备要登的时候,
this mother thought about it, but then when she was just about to post it in the newspaper, she felt it was not right.
因为她想到说,如果孩子的同学 看到他,看到这下面,
because she thought if this my child's friends they see this in the newspaper, they'll realize that my child ran away from home.
所以他就决定了他登他的相片在报纸上。
And that's why she decided that she will put her picture in the newspaper.
他下面只有一句说, 女儿,你看到我的相片,能不能请你回家,妈妈想你。
And under the picture, she wrote, daughter, if you see this picture, please come home.
因为她在想,这样子就不保留她女儿的面子。
And she thought that by doing this, she would protect her daughter's reputation.
经过了一阵子,有一天晚上在睡觉的时候,这个母亲在楼上就听到楼下有声音。
One night, when this mother was sleeping upstairs, suddenly she heard noises in the ground floor.
她刚赶快下来看的时候，发现有人从那个厨房那个后门进来了。
When she came down to the first floor, she realized that someone had came into the house from the door next to the kitchen.
而且把一些东西打翻了，所以她一开灯一看的时候，原来就是她的女儿。
And this person had knocked some things over, so she turned on the light and she saw her daughter.
当她还没有开始讲话的时候，那个女儿一看到她母亲，她讲出来的第一句话。
But before she could say anything, her daughter immediately spoke the first words.
她说,你为什么不把后门关起来?如果小偷进来怎么办?
And the first words her daughter said was, why didn't you lock the back door? You know, someone could break in and steal something.
这个妈妈就很快地跑去抱住这个女儿。
And this mother quickly ran over and hugged her daughter.
她说,孩子啊,其实从你离开家出走, 不见了以后,
And this mother said, you know, ever since you ran away and didn't come back,
我不但后门没有关, 我们家所有的门, 连窗户我都开着等你回来。
I left all the doors and all the windows unlocked because I was waiting for you to come back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
所以耶稣说, 父啊, 赦免他们, 因为他们所做的, 他们不晓得。
This is why our Lord Jesus said, Father, forgive them for what they do not understand.
我们多少时候,当我们碰到一个环境,我们就抱怨的时候, 耶稣为我们祷告说,父啊,赦免他们,因为他们所做的,他们不晓得。
So many times when we experience something that does not go our way, we will complain. Yet our Lord is always there saying, Father, forgive them for they do not know what they are doing.
他不是只是随便平平白白地讲这一句话。
He is not just casually saying this.
因为他已经付上了代价。
It is because our Lord has paid such a great price.
他今天还在父神的右边为我们代求。
And he today is on the right hand of the Father, constantly interceding for us.
求神怜悯我们。
May the Lord give us mercy.
我们借着这个被击打的磐石,
May we, through this smitten rock,
能够光照出我们里面心里面的根源的问题。
Can see the root cause of our problems.
不只是看表面的现象,
and not just to see the outward circumstances.
也教导我们当我们碰到这些问题的时候,
and may we, when we experience difficulties,
我们是不是先来到神的面前?
Ask ourselves, do we come before the Lord first?
在这个问题的光照底下,
and under the light of these issues,
你有没有看到为我们被击打的耶稣基督?
Do we see the Lord who was struck for us?
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你不只是那个被击打的磐石。
You are not only the smitten rock.
流出水来供应我们。
Whose water was flowing out to give us life.
而且你还是那个裂开的磐石。
But you are that cracked rock.
你让我们能够躲在里头。
And you cause us to be able to hide in you.
你更是那个活水的磐石。
And you are that rock of living water.
因为从你那里要流出活水的江河来。
Because from you shall flow rivers of living water.
凡是信你的人，这一生都不再干渴。
Whosoever believes on you shall never thirst again.
我们来感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
求主你真的保守我们接受你的话语，不是回头就忘记。
May we truly accept your words and not forget it.
那是在我们生命中常常能够彰显出你的荣耀来。
But that we in our lives may truly manifest your glory.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.